Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A senior U.S. official says Israel has conducted missile strikes in Iran days after Tehran attacked Israel with missiles and drones. Israel has not confirmed this, but an Israeli cabinet minister derided today's attack on Iran on social media today, calling it, quote, feeble. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Iranian media is also responding to the Israeli official's criticism.
Iran's state-affiliated news agency Tasnim quoted the one-word social media post by Israeli National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, in which he described Israel's apparent response to a purported barrage fired by Iran as feeble. Tasnim commented that the authorities in Israel are making fools of themselves. Meanwhile, Israeli opposition leader Yair Lapid was also harsh in his criticism of Ben-Gvir's post, saying that with an unforgivable tweet of one word, Ben-Gvir manages to smear and embarrass Israel from Tehran to Washington. Separately, Egypt's foreign ministry said it was deeply concerned about an escalation of hostilities between Israel and Iran, warning of the consequences of expanding the conflict and with it instability in the region. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The House is preparing to vote this weekend on a series of bills providing U.S. aid to allies. House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal splits up foreign aid. House Republicans can vote for aid to Israel and separately vote to oppose aid to Ukraine. But a faction of Republicans are still mad at Johnson for doing this at all. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is perplexed.
The Republicans should help Johnson. He's given them everything they want. Why won't the Republicans take yes for an answer? You don't want to vote for this? Don't vote for it. We split it all up.
But some Republicans are so angry, they say they want to force Johnson out of the Speaker's job. New York Republican Mike Lawler objects to the potential action against Johnson.
I think it's wrong, and I think there needs to be consequences for it.
There's a motion pending to vacate the Speaker's job. It is not clear if that motion will succeed. Jury selection resumes this morning in Donald Trump's New York criminal trial. 12 jurors and one alternate are seated. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports the last five alternates could be chosen today.
By the end of this day, about 300 prospective jurors will have been questioned. They hail from all over Manhattan. They're litigators, teachers, physical therapists, and investment bankers. Their hobbies range from wood and metalworking, hiking, fly fishing, and exploring New York City. New York Judge Juan Merchan is ensuring that the jury remains anonymous, citing safety concerns. They're identified by numbers, are not allowed to be photographed or recorded, and only lawyers have access to their names. These 12 jurors, whoever they are, will have to unanimously decide whether or not to convict Trump of 34 felony counts related to hush money payments made to an adult film star. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street in pre-market trading, Dow futures are trading lower. This is NPR. Elections begin today in India, the world's largest democracy. There are nearly 1.5 billion people in the country. The voting will take weeks to accomplish, and ballots won't be tabulated until early June. The ruling BJP party hopes to win. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking a third term as India's leader. A Nigerian chess master is attempting to break the Guinness World Record for the longest chess marathon. He's doing it in New York's Times Square. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwoju reports it's to raise money for his charity to aid children in poverty.
29-year-old Tunde Onokoya founded Chess in Slums Africa to teach chess to children who are largely from underprivileged backgrounds. Now, he is hoping to raise up to $1 million for his charity and a partner organization called Gift of Chess. Onokoya says he wants to use the board game to give children access to education and belief in themselves. His charity says they have reached more than 10,000 children since they began 6 years ago and have secured scholarships and other opportunities. He set up a table and multiple chess boards in Times Square, playing games simultaneously, and aims to play for 58 hours without losing a game. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.
News reports say a telecommunications company says it was responsible for 911 outages Wednesday evening in three states. Lumen Technology says that happened when a third party was installing a light pole. 911 service was knocked out for a time to customers in South Dakota, Nebraska, and Nevada. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.